unveiled his new robots, which are crazy cool, and his vehicles that doesn't even have a steering wheel in it, and all these kinds of cool things that he just launched. Okay, the deal is this. Can a demon embody something other than a body? Can a demon inhabit technology? Can a demon inhabit AI? I think it's very evident. Absolutely, yes.
What about a sonogram?
So can a demon inhabit a sonogram? Absolutely. Absolutely, 10,000%. So my grandson, who was just born, my number 8, and God bless Augie, right on. He just entered into the world. Augie had all this stuff spoken over him. This showed up in a sonogram. That showed up in a sonogram. This bad thing. And I'm telling you, it was bad things. And this is like 2 months ago. We know, we've stood on the word of God for the past 2 months. And I told his daddy and I told his mama, see, this is what Christians do. When that word comes against us, we stand against that and we make our own proclamations. And I don't care what they show to that sonogram. I don't care what, because it's all a lying wonder. You know, it's all a lying wonder. That's what the whole thing is. That little boy was born absolutely perfect. Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Y'all thought I was going to start singing a SpongeBob song, didn't you?
There's
the ocean under the sea. By the way, that is Clancy Brown who's singing that. And I don't know. I love Clancy
Brown. He was from the Highlander.
Yeah. He was
there
the
Kurgan. There could be only one.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I love Clancy Brown. He's one of my all-time favorite actors. And to think that he does that SpongeBob song is crazy.
I loved him in Cowboys and Aliens.
He was great in Cowboys and Aliens. I want to tell you, he was in one of my favorite movies from the 1980s that was called Extreme Prejudice.
Oh, really?
Oh, so good. It's a Walter Hill film.
I missed that one.
More on that. Hello, everybody. Troy Brewer here coming at you strong on this special edition of the Pulse 24. This is episode number 85. And you know what? I've got a very special guest that is going to be with me here today. But before, I mean, he's already kind of slipped in here. Before we get off into all this, I tell you, well, I've just wrecked the whole thing.
I started singing
a SpongeBob song and it messed everything up.
No, it didn't. It's
I don't
good.
Even know. I have
never activated. We got activated.
Yeah. Listen, Joseph Z.
Whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen. It's the 85th episode. We're in 57, 85.
Yep.
You graduated at 85.
I graduated high school.
This is another graduation.
You were just asking, Troy, are you going to go to the high school reunion? Oh, I will own it. Are you kidding me? Look at me now.
You're hosting.
Let's go.
Bring some Pulse gear, you know.
Oh, I
got some merch.
I'll just bring all kinds of swag.
Yeah.
And I'll have pictures of me and the king. I'll have pictures of me and the queen. Like, yeah, well, that's what
you
I've
and Joseph
been.
Z.
Oh, yeah,
that's
past
right.
40 years.
I'm going to show people my Troy Brewer tattoo. It's going to be amazing.
Guys, I love this show here today. It's going to be so much fun. And Shay Wilbur is here with me today. Shay, we got some things to talk about Israel.
Yeah.
And some things that have recently happened. And we're about to go through that. Brother Zach Rippies from the I Like Birds podcast.
Come on. Yes, sir. Happy to be here with my man, Joseph Z. In the house.
Can you believe that Joseph Z is here?
I can't believe it. I've been hearing about Joseph Z since you and I met. You're like, hey, you know that cat, but Joseph Z?
The guy with no hair. Yeah.
He's got a great prophetic ministry. You got to meet him. I was like, all right, cool. And then here we are. Look at us.
I wish he could have been in the room with us. We just got through having our weekly pastors meeting. All the staff, all the pastors, the pastoral staff here, we all meet in a room. Joseph and his unbelievably cool bride, which, man,
she is.
Everybody thinks that Joseph is cool, and he is cool, but but it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing once his bride walks up.
That is the truth.
Seriously, man, she's something else.
It's the truth.
I mean, you guys are truly a power couple. And but anyway, they prophesied to all of our group. The spirit of the Lord was in there. There was a huge spirit of prophecy, and some really right on things happened, and some healings took place. And,
well, your group's amazing, and being with your people, Troy, is a privilege.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we're going to do some fun stuff today, and we're actually going to be talking about time travel.
Oh man,
you and I are going to get off into
this is going to be a fun one.
But before I do all that, Ms. Shay, what do I need to tell everybody?
Well, we've got some exciting things coming up that we just want to let people know of before we get into the show, because we do have a lot of fun stuff to talk about, but listen, our New Beginnings Conference is around the corner and you can register right now. You do not want to miss it. The theme is Breath of God, January 15th through the 18th. I have a feeling that Joseph Z is going to be popping in. Oh. It's going to be a bunch of your friends. It's going to be, if I say it on camera right prophesied. Now,
come on,
then you have to. Are you agreeing on camera?
Oh man, yeah. I say hallelujah, a strong maybe by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes. Maybe from the Holy Spirit, but it's going to be incredible. Patricia King's going to be there. It's just going to be an incredibly prophetic time. We're going to have a special time for our ODX family. So if you are not a member of stage two or stage three in ODX, now is your chance to join, because you're going to be seriously missing out on the gathering that we are planning, especially just for our ODX family there. So it's going to be an incredible time.
We are going to have some special things just for the ODX family, and it's going to be great. Plus, my friends from all over the world are going to be there. And whoever is there, I'm just going to unleash them on all the people and just go, ODX people, and just have them pray for everybody. And don't forget that if you are already a third stage member, you get to watch the conference for free.
That's awesome.
Right on. So all third stage partners get to watch every conference we do for free. And we're also going to be doing a star party, and we're going to have a big star party night. And I'm going to be going through how the heavens declare the glory of God. It's just going to be a giant hootenanny. I am looking, Zach, and there are people from all over the planet Earth. I just saw my friend from, there's a lady from England that was here. I'm looking at, let's see here. Christina is from Decatur, Texas. Somebody else told me that they actually, graduated in 1985, which is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Not very many of us left on the planet. Hallelujah. So we're still holding on, right on. So who else is here today?
Yeah, man. We got Amber from Oklahoma tuning in. We appreciate you. We also have Bedford in the house. Thank you for being here. We also have Catherine in Arizona. We have James from Clayton, New Mexico. Mm. We also have Mark from South Africa. And we also have Margaret from Mississippi. Thanks for being here from Mississippi.
Yeah.
I know how to spell that one because of song. We also got Yav watching from Daystar Network. So we appreciate you being here for that as well. Yeah, we have Paula from North Carolina, Shauna from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we have Pam from Canada, and we have Carol Morris from Canada as well, or the United Kingdom. I didn't know what flag that was. And we have Mona from Minnesota.
Mona from Minnesota.
Love it.
God, you bless, Mona. Thank you so much for joining us, man. I see Florida is here in the house. I
85 can graduated see. Too.
Yeah. Okay, so look, that's Mahia, Texas, right? So Henry's from Mahia, Texas. And what was the name of the guest jeans girl? She was from Mahia, Texas. Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, really?
You guys remember her? She was from Mahia. So there's this big time. So you see Mahia is spelled Mexia, right? So there's this famous story of this guy pulls up into the Dairy Queen in big time Mahia, Texas. And he's like, hey, man, me and my wife are arguing over this. I look at it. I see how it's spelled. How do you pronounce this place? And he goes, Dairy Queen. Bada boom, bada bing. All right, we got another. Eleanor from South Africa is here as well. And I also saw Robin Lee Day is here. And Robin Lee, I am going to be at, what's the name of the church I'm going to be at on Sunday?
Where?
In Mesa, Arizona. That's a huge announcement.
Vida Church. Mm-hmm.
Vida Church. Got it, man.
Pastor
Vida.
There you go. Thanks.
So you know Pastor Ben Diaz.
Very well.
And he's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of yours. He actually just went with you to Turkey to visit the seven churches of Asia.
He actually was the one that started to really tell me about you, Troy. He said, you've got to meet Troy Brewer. And I think that's so wonderful.
I love him. Well, I'm going to be out there for all my friends in Phoenix, Arizona area. I'm going to be at Vida Church, V-I-D-A Church. It reminds me of Vitamita Vegemin for some reason.
Is there a song for that too?
No, that's an old Lucille Ball, I Love Lucy episode.
Oh.
Vitamita Vegemin.
Here they go again, talking about old movies and old shows.
I know. Me and Zach, I don't know that one.
Okay, well, let's get right off into this thing here today because
we got some crazy stuff.
Big things to talk about. Yeah. And I'd like to just top off here with, okay. Whenever we showed this video at the very beginning, we were talking about, is it possible for the demonic realm to actually invade anything electronic? And anybody that works with electronic things can tell you, yes.
Yeah.
I feel with us, just with the stuff that we have to deal with as a team sometimes, I'm like, I swear, even just, last night, everything's working fine. The second you go live, something all of a sudden is not working. It's like, what is happening? The plan of the enemy to thwart what we're trying to do here is not going to work.
So that was actually a thing in the 1940s. They
what do they call them? Gremlins? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, gremlins.
Yeah, they're actually called gremlins.
Ghost in the machine.
Yeah, the ghost in the machine. That's exactly right. Going back to World War II, there's like this gremlin thing. Okay, we set the whole thing up, and then there's something weird that happens, and things break in the midst of warfare. What is that? And it's supernatural warfare in the midst of natural warfare. And here we are, guys, fighting the good fight. And I'm just telling you, you know this because you do more media than I do.
Oh, man.
And there's a lot of warfare that goes on with media.
There is. And when you hit different spheres, suddenly it impacts you. You can have things that you're experiencing and say, where'd this come from? Well, you're in a new sphere. Yeah, I've cast out demons before. Troy walked into rooms, lights flashing off and on.
Man, put his lower third up so that people know who this brother is.
Lights flashing off and on. Yeah. And I remember one time a radio was going off and on, and it was because of demonic activity. I guarantee you, if that ground is not taken by the Holy Spirit, those things can have access to it.
And then it comes through incremental acts of permissions. Once you don't get rid of it the first time, it intensifies. And then once you say yes to that, it's the way that the demonic becomes manifest. And it's actually the way that heaven becomes manifest as well.
That's powerful, Troy.
Within our own life has to do with incremental acts of permissions. That once you say yes, then you qualify for another thing. Once you say yes, you qualify for another thing. And so unbelieving people who are ignorant of the word of God tend to just let this thing steamroll into their lives.
Well, we get over into like CERN. We want to talk technology.
Oh, well, that's just straight up demonic.
Yeah, and they're letting it rush into the technology spaces, and they started the internet there. So all kinds of fun.
Right on, right on. Okay, well, I am, a lot of people don't know that CERN.
Al Gore didn't start it.
Yeah, Al Gore said that he did, but he's busy off telling the truth. He's busy out there telling the truth about global warming.
Been wrong for 20 years. Well,
yeah, what a great truth
Let's
teller.
Let's rebrand it to climate change.
Yeah, we'll just rebrand
it. You guys ever see that thing with the founder of the Weather Channel? He's on that show and he's like, hey, good news, everyone. Global warming's not real.
Yeah, he's like, I founded the Weather Channel. I know what I'm talking about. This is all a joke. We saw something some recent development that says AI glasses are now going to retrieve personal info instantly.
This is crazy. Don't we have a video of it?
Yeah, we do. But I just want to say before we dive into the video, because the software is very powerful because it leverages existing search engines and facial recognition technology to identify individuals in real time. So their app is powered by a large language model and compiles data within minutes, which exposes their name, their social media stuff, and even their address.
Creepy.
So the Harvard students are actually being the whistleblowers on this. And we have a cool video to show people that just kind of showcases it.
We built glasses that let you identify anybody on the street. The information our tool collects from just a photo of your face is staggering.
I'm scared.
To use it, you just put the glasses on. Then as you walk by people, the glasses will detect when somebody's face is in frame. This photo is used to analyze them, and after a few seconds, their personal information pops up on your phone.
Right? Oh, this is me volunteering.
Jun Lee, right?
Unreal.
This
photo is crazy. This is like from
From Bergen County Academies?
Yeah.
Your Korean name is Ju-eun?
It's like online dating on steroids.
That is scary.
So I want to add something to it. I know personally of something that has already been developed and is going to be hitting the market very, very, very quickly, that it is a photon detector. And it works off of a laser, and it also works off of something else. I can't remember what the other thing is. Some kind of a frequency thing. I don't know. But one part of it is a laser, another. So if I aim it at you, it'll tell me what your heart rate is. It'll tell me what your it'll give me a DNA signature of you.
Whoa.
It'll also tell me your blood, your alcohol blood content. It can tell me your this, that. And it tells me everything bio about you as it possibly can. So imagine if you have that teamed up with that, and all anybody had to do is look at you and they know all that information about you.
Well,
I mean, what could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
I mean, there you go.
And I think too, and just the work that we do with kids and human trafficking, like a trafficker having access to this type of technology, walking down the streets, looking at kids, they can instantly pull up their, like that kind of stuff. That is so real and so scary.
Well, here's what's just as scary out of that. Joseph Z, who is by my guest today. Here's what's just scary. What's real is the governments already have this. And when you walk through the airport, boom, all of that already comes up. And it has for years and years and years and years and years. But that doesn't alarm us so much because we all trust the government. Man, I don't. I don't trust the government as far as I can throw it.
Heck no.
Or that joker that's sitting back there getting all that information, that they're not corrupt and that they don't do nefarious things with it, right? Yeah. Why would I think that all those people are good people?
Well, it starts all the way back. 9/11 was a wake-up call. You start going through scanners at the TSA. Remember when they're basically taking naked images of people going through the TSA? And they just kind of normalized that. They said, well, we weren't doing it. Now we are doing it. And this normalcy bias grows until they get to the point and set up this antichrist system. And that's what it really is. And they're treating it like, hey, it's no big deal. Yes, it's that. Yes, it's that. But, you
know. Put your slower third up, please.
We have never had so much of our data that we've given away freely. We give our privacy away freely. And the new iPhone that's coming out, it's got AI built into it. And Elon, what did he say? You can't even bring it into my building. You bring it in the building, you got to drop it in a Faraday bag or you leave it at the door, because the normalcy bias is so ridiculous that people are just going for this. And we're sleepwalking into an antichrist system. That's what it really is.
Of total control.
Wow.
Yeah. Total subjugation, which is that incremental thing I was telling you about.
Come on, Troy.
Right on. That is that. And that's how it works, that through tiny increments, you say yes, and you give up, and you give up, and you give up, and you give up until you have total subjugation.
Man, that's exactly what it is.
That is what it is.
And they're doing it through the appeal of, well, it's you know what it is? It's social narcissism. So when social media came out, you have all these people that start to look at themselves, they like themselves, and it's all about me, myself, and I, and they grow into that. And that is just a continuation with these glasses they're doing and all of it, where people suddenly feel like now it's more about me and now I know more about you. And it really is just feeding that mechanism of self.
Okay.
That's the loop.
Yeah.
Now, the next step to all that is Neuralink. So then you have a Neuralink and all this just happens. You look around you. So I was on a world famous person's island, a world famous billionaire. He invited me to his island about 15 years ago.
No big deal. Just
are you worried about it being Erskine or what?
No. Yeah.
It is not that island.
Not that island.
No, I can throw it out there and tell you. I was invited by Sir Richard Branson. Mm-hmm. I was invited to go to his famous island. And he called me out of the blue. This is like 15 years ago, and said, he said, Troy, we've been looking at what all you do. It's amazing.
And they like you.
And he said, we see you have no money whatsoever, and you get more done with more money than anybody we've ever seen. Will you come in and talk to me and Jeff Bezos? And all the Amazon people were there. And Patricia Arquette was there, the actress, and David Arquette, and Rosanna Arquette. And it was all Bishop Edmund Tutu was there, the guy from the United Nations. He was there. And man, I said, well, when do you want me to come? He said, well, if you can move towards the airport.
Oh man.
And they had a plane with me and they moved me out to the Virgin Islands and
sent
me. And well, they actually took me to Tortola and I got out there and dude, I didn't have any clothes and I didn't have any money.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, bro, I don't have any money. I don't have any clothes. He goes, you don't need anything. Just all you need is a passport. Do you have a passport? I said, yeah. Go get your passport and go to DFW airport.
No kidding.
So they flew me in Puerto Rico. From Puerto Rico, I went to Tortola. And then from Tortola, they had a cigar boat. And I got on it. We went past all those reefs doing 2,000 miles an hour. And we get out there and they're like, oh, welcome, Troy, come up here. I get up there and get all the way up to the top of the island. He has a place up there called the Temple.
Man.
And it is a round room and it's 360 glass and you can see the ocean all the way around. And I'm soaking wet from being in this, Miami Vice boat,
Miami Vice, yeah.
Man, that song was by a girl named Jan Hammer. Just thought I'd throw that
out.
I'm
glad we're there.
Anyway, so I got there, get up there to the top, and I sit down, and I'm just sitting there minding my own business, looking around the room, and I'm amazed at several things, because just like in this room, there were TVs just like this all over the room. And again, this is like 2013.
Okay.
It was like 2013 whenever this happened. And whenever somebody started to talk, their name came up on the screen and all these little minions were sitting around and they were wearing all black clothes and they had little laptops on And they were all talking in these mics and they're just doing this. And so it's like, okay, Zach Rippey gets up to talk. He doesn't have to introduce himself because all of a sudden every single screen comes on. It's got his picture. It's got his profile. It tells he's an author of this book, author of that book. This is the name of his company. This is what his net worth is. Man. This is what he does. That's what he does. That's what he does. And all this stuff comes up. And then on these other monitors, there was these monitors that had the conversation. So Zach Rippey said this, and these are topics of his conversation. Joseph Z said that before then, you know, all the Wilbers had this to say. And so you can follow along. And so as soon as you sit down, you get acclimated and you know who's in the room, you know what the conversation is and who's talking.
That's wild.
I've never experienced anything like that before.
That's wild.
And while I'm sitting there just trying to take it all in, because they don't do that in Joshua, Texas. And I didn't do that back then.
Yeah.
In big time J-Town. And I'm just sitting there going, what in the world am I doing here?
Right.
What is this? How is this? And then this girl comes over and she brings me my coffee and she said, Pastor Troy, here's your coffee. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. And she goes, we hear you like honey in it.
Creepy. That is creepy.
That's creepy.
That is creepy.
And I was like,
no.
What?
That's scary.
So then I'm like, I'm so out of my league. In every way you can possibly imagine. It was a crazy day because that day I had been invited to be the pastor of the state of Texas. And I got to open up the Texas Senate with a prayer that day.
You know what's cool about that story, though? I heard you say this before, is that they kept you there longer than you were going to stay because they just liked listening to you.
Yeah, a good friend of mine was friends with them, and he invited me out. I was only supposed to be there for one night, and I ended up being there for five nights.
I think that's awesome.
And back then in 2015 or 2013, it cost the people, number one, you had to qualify to be able to stay there. But if they allowed you to stay there, it was $140,000 a night.
Man.
That's favor.
Yeah, and that was back then.
It's $1 million trip.
And dude, I didn't even have any clothes. I had no clothes. And so they bought me a whole bunch of clothes, man, and They were so good to me.
The favor of God.
So it was just the favor of the Lord. But what I wanted to say was this. Whenever I got to talk to him, which I only spent just a few minutes just talking to him, the rest of the time I was in these meetings and we were talking about how do you maintain the passion of the people who give to you?
Wow.
And they're like, hey, we have, you know, all the Virgin Airlines, all the Virgin Records, all the Virgin everything. It's so many of those things. And they're like, we have charitable organizations and everybody falls off after 3 months. Like this, and everybody was saying, we need to make them feel part of the community. And I was like, can I give you the upgrade of community? And he said, what? And I said, tribe.
Oh man, that's true.
And tribe is about a cause. Tribe is about an identity around a cause. And I was like, if you get on Virgin Airlines to this day, what they say is join the Virgin tribe.
Do they really?
And I'm the guy.
Authored that one.
I'm the guy.
You changed the language.
I did.
It's amazing.
Speaking of authoring things.
But there was another point to all of that. And the other point to all of that was this. When I asked him, how in the world did you know that I liked honey in my coffee? He said, oh, because we ran a profile on you. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? And again, I didn't know about algorithms back then. And I didn't know how any of this worked.
Wow.
But he said, look, so they ran a diagnostic across the entire web for what kind of clothes do I like to wear? What kind of shoes do I like to wear? They did a sexual profile.
Wow.
So that anything, if they wanted to sell that to somebody, man, all these marketing people that are involved in sexual things would start trying to sell me this. And he said, Troy, when it came to coffee, it spiked on honey.
No kidding.
That means that it picked up somewhere on the internet or somewhere in a book I had written or something that I had said, I like coffee. I like honey in my coffee. So if that was in 2013, imagine what they have now with as much social media that we have all done.
Everything.
And they know everything about
everything.
You.
Everything.
Now, what they do with it is they sell that to marketing people.
Yeah.
And that's how they make all of their money. And then they're like, okay, we got a new product that puts honey in your coffee. And then they run the whole world through it and they go, oh, here's our market. And then they go out to those people and they make $1 billion.
Man.
And that's what they do.
Yeah. Well, they could weaponize it too.
Yes.
Because you start selling that stuff. It's kind of like that 23andMe or that DNA testing stuff.
Yeah.
Recently that all got hacked and sold to other people and all that. And they can weaponize those things. And it's exciting all the way around. But the Spirit of the Lord, I believe, is going to bring a great awakening in the middle of it all.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our first subject matter.
25 minutes later. Yeah, this is how it goes, When you two get together, we knew we were just going to be ready to roll with it today. So we're just bystanders.
Okay. So what is the second question? What was the second thing we were going to talk
about? Okay, so this is a new study actually you found, Zach. Why don't you tell them about this?
Yeah, we briefly talked about it last week with the ODX fam, but a study shows 41 million Christians unlikely to vote in this election. And we'd love to hear what Joseph Z has to say about this. And we also have some new reports coming in from Texas that that the ballots are already being changed on the machines. Oh, if you vote Trump, it changes it to Kamala.
Talk about
that's crazy.
Demons getting in machines.
Demons in the machine. You know, the whole reason I believe that we are seeing such a passive culture in the church is because of lack of good preaching. The only thing worse than, no teaching is bad teaching. And you got people that are doing a lot of bad teaching. I call it the pretty, pretty pony gospel, where you got people that are preaching one thing. They're like, well, you know, God just loves you no matter what. It's all good in the hood. Don't do anything. Don't get involved. Have all these perverts in your pulpit. Let them do whatever they want to do. You know, the baby slayers, all of it. Just get them in your pulpits even and let them do that thing. Then on the other side of it, you have people that are over the top legalism and just driving people into the ground. And they say, we should never be involved in politics. We just need people to step and fetch for every letter of the law, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the problem is both sides of that aisle are forsaking their mercy. They're forsaking it by regarding worthless idols. And by worthless idols, I'm looking at things that you begin to elevate religion. You're elevating an ideology more than what God is saying in the culture. And the spirit of Elijah is the thing that will confront that and correct it. I really believe that because it's a restoration, reconciliation spirit. That's what you move in, Troy. Because you move in that where you say, you know what, we're going to go get these kids. We're going to fix this mess. We're going to raise up sons and daughters that are clear-eyed, clear-minded, and go win people over. But the problem is, in the church, so people are so married to the institutionalization of a revelation that they're losing the actual revelation, what God called them to do. And it's the institutionalization that's causing people to be lulled asleep, and they're in a normalcy bias. And that's how we got to stand up. We got to shake people. I don't know. I hope we have enough time to shake them before the election. But my instinct tells me that we're going to have a one-yard line battle, right to the one-yard line, before, during, and after. Mm. But the church does need to wake up. And people that say they don't want to talk about it in the pulpits, I don't want to criticize anybody, but I really think that's cowardly today. I really do.
It's not only cowardly, it is the spirit of Eli, 1 Samuel chapter 3. And it's like, okay, you need to get up, you need to get activated, you hear the voice of God, and then you go to the leadership in the pulpit, and he says, go back and lay down, go back and lay down, go back and lay down. And you know what? That spirit's not going
to
make it.
And you're saying to Samuel, go lay down.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling Samuel to go back to sleep. Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, what a word.
Because Eli was sleeping in his usual place, it says.
Wow.
Oh, that's so crazy. Wow. So I would just say, yeah, I agree with you. I think that it is just, there's a lot of woke objectives within the body of Jesus because we are so media driven now.
Troy, you know, I think about this in 2021, February, this is something, and I won't go down the road where you might think I would go with this, but you know, in Aksum, Ethiopia, they had an artifact there they thought was the Ark of the Covenant, mm-hmm. right?
I know all about that.
And in 2021 of February, that place got raided. It got raided. And the Spirit of the Lord had just spoken to me during the election cycle. And you had all these people prophesying, tell you what, Trump's going back in. I remember January 6th, I'm writing on a whiteboard and the Lord said, this will be a day of tears, long remembered. So I wrote that on there and I saw this and I'm looking at all these things taking place. And the Lord said to me, the ark has been stolen because there was a shout of flesh, a shout of religion. And it was not the word of the Lord, which what was going to happen. And the Lord brought me to, I think, 1 Samuel, where they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the camp. And they went and got Eli's two derelict, wicked sons, Hophni and Phinehas, right? They go get these two clowns and they bring them in with the Ark of the Covenant. The Philistines for a moment were terrified because the ground shook. But when the people were shouting, they were shouting so loud it shook the ground and they lost the battle and the Ark was stolen. And I believe that was a prophetic sign. Whether the Ark was there or not in Egypt, Ethiopia is regardless. It's not the point. The point is there's a prophetic thing that happened. And I believe God was saying it was stolen, but there's going to come a return word of the Lord. And I believe we're in a do-over cycle right now, where we're either going to see the return of things holy, or we're going to go into a greater spiral. And my faith says, man, let's win. That's how I see it. I think that we can see a return where God begins to bring it forward. But in that narrative, it took a lifetime for the ark to actually come back, till David finally got it back. And I'll tell you, that's where we're headed. So I believe the Spirit of the Lord is waking up people to say, you know, you got to stand in the pulpit. You got to preach. We got to shake the believers to stand up as an army and quit being so passive about what's going on. Because those that regard worthless idols, they forsake their own mercy. That's what the book of Jonah says. And a lot of people are so caught up into a institutionalization, a territorialism, all this stuff, that they're not seeing the bigger picture of what God wants to do in this nation. And I believe the Lord is saying, what will you do? It's in your hands, church.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Well, I think that, you know, whenever it says, the Word of God says, you know, that Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. And he says, if you lose your saltiness, you're worthless, he says, you're worthless.
Come on, Troy.
And you're good for nothing but walking, but being stomped upon, right?
Yeah.
And so with that said, I would just say that, you know, I love what my friend Brian Schwartz says. He says that Samson, because he got in bed with the Philistines, and even though he was rose up to actually deal with the Philistines, he was just as okay with sleeping with them as he was with going to war with them.
Oh, a trait of Ahab.
A lot of that. That is a trait of Ahab.
Ooh.
And then there is a lot of that within the American body of Jesus. Mm. Hey, listen, we're daytime friends or daytime enemies, but we're nighttime lovers.
Oh, man.
And there's a lot of that within the body of King Jesus. So then what happened to Samson is he became a blind entertainer.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Brother became a blind entertainer. And there's so much within the body of Jesus leading these 40 some odd million Christians who all they're into is blind entertainment.
Blind
and they do not realize the day that they're in. Ugh. They don't realize how important they are. They do not realize because their church is not about a mission.
Yeah.
It's about blind entertainment.
Man.
So they can't even recognize the most important mission that there is. And that, you know, the, hey man, this is for your family. This is for your church. This is for your nation. Get up.
That's it. Man, that Samson and Elijah correlation is powerful. Because, you know, the other thing about this is whether it's the church or the world or what we're dealing with, this passivity needs to be confronted. But I'll tell you, the darkness is sowing seed also. They're sowing wickedness. You know, Shay, they are. And eventually, there's coming a recompense. There's a reward coming to darkness. And it's typically in Elijah. It's that spirit that comes with fire. It comes like a lightning bolt to the culture.
Yep.
It says, we're going to shake this thing.
Also shows up like a Jehu, right? Comes riding in furiously and says, hey, eunuchs, who she cannot work her magic on. Yeah, you know, she's the one that made y'all eunuchs, right? Would y'all please toss her out the window? And let me back up. And then Jezebel hits the ground, and the Bible says she bust open like a ripe tomato.
Wow.
Now, that's
she
what
stuck
it says.
It, man.
Wait, dude, do you know? He's like, no. Leave her there and let the dogs eat her. I mean, Jehu's rough, boy.
He was rough.
They literally, in Hebrew, changed the name in Hebrew from dog crap to Jezebel.
Did they? I didn't know that.
So if you know, what? If you're ever out walking out, you know, across the grass, you step in some Jezebel.
Oh, my Jezebel.
Dad, go in there, got some Jezebel. So I taught my kids that.
That's hilarious.
And I remember one time Rayma was bawling in squat. I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, I stepped in Jezebel. She's a little girl. It's true.
There's so many things you can say right now. That's beautiful. Amazing.
Okay, we still have another one. What else you got?
Yeah, okay. So this last one, this is something that I saw, and I had to share this with you. So a senior U.S. official is believed to be behind the leak of classified Israel plans against Iran, and lawmakers are repeatedly calling for her removal, and they have been ignored. So this is the headline, and I saw this on Sunday. You know, there were these documents.
Wait, stop. Is that the woman in the middle?
That is the woman in the middle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nothing to see here.
Nothing to see.
Nope.
Here. Nothing to see.
Ariana Tabatabi.
Okay, that would make her Iranian.
She is Iranian.
Oh my goodness.
An Iranian.
She still has to this day her clearance, her high level clearance in the Pentagon.
Biden administration, right?
Her and Swalwell,
And she has leaked documents, like through her emails, documents as far as Israel's plans and how they're dealing with Iran have been leaked to Iran. And this woman has clearance, top level clearance right now in our government right now. And to me, I mean, the timing of all this, as we look at the election and what we can be expecting more of, she's a part of a team that has worked very closely with Iran And I think we all know the, you know, potential if we continue this current administration with Kamala. I have no doubt that she will continue her.
She's going to be bumped up. She's going to get promoted.
Oh, like, yeah, seriously. She is.
So it's just scary. It's so scary that
it's, you know, it's not that it's not that people are just, you know, oblivious in government and doing these things. A lot of them are blackmailed and bought and paid for. They're just on the payroll. They got the red dragon running the show. And so that's
Mark
why,
Cuban. You think Mark Cuban's like has blackmailed as well? I know you just came out with like,
I don't know the answer to that. I could speculate,
yeah.
But I don't know. But what I do know is that the Lord did show me that there was going to be a competition between him and Elon. He wanted to bring something out and try to become like the other side's version of Elon. He'll never be able to do it, but it's a bad deal. I believe China has a lot. If you drain the swamp down to the bottom of the barrel, I think it would read China. That's my take. Wow. The red dragon, bought and paid for. The Manchurian candidate. When you've got the guy who's wandering around on the lawn, needs an Easter bunny as a GPS system, and he's being run by that place. And I think that Kamala would just be part two to that nightmare. I think it'd be the nightmare continues, right? So that's what I see. I think a lot of these people are not just dumb and oblivious. I think they have no choice because they have either blackmail against them in the form of whatever, and they're bought and paid for. And I believe that that is what we're seeing. And that's why it's not just, are you people crazy? They're not crazy. They know exactly what they're doing. They're allowing this. They're being completely against the law of our Constitution, everything else. But they're doing it because they have no choice in front of these people that own them, the slave owners.
I cannot imagine the level of treason of somebody who works in the United States being privy for the United States government with a super secret clearance, finding out what the plan of Israel was, and then turning it over to the perpetrators of October 7th.
Oh,
and thinking and knowing I'm not going to get fired.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get fired. I mean, it doesn't matter if Trump gets shot. You nobody expects the person that's in charge of all that to get fired. It takes literally a congressional act to make it actually happen. And it's like, wow. And so what they're counting on is they're counting on, number one, they're counting on the press to go along with them no matter what.
Yep.
They're counting on corruption within all the systems, including the election process. They're counting on that. And they're also counting on these 40 million Christians to just go, nothing to see here. Please entertain me.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
They're counting on that. You know, it's also why when you see these, you know, congressional hearings or you see guys like Josh Hawley just laying somebody out, like verbally.
Yeah.
At the end of it, nothing happens.
Yeah, nothing happens.
So he gives him a whooping publicly.
Yep.
Nothing happens because exactly what you just said.
Yeah,
but it is the church that needs to stand up to it.
Yeah, man, the church should be a plague to this wickedness.
Come on.
We should be a plague to it. We should be a thorn in everybody's side in how we stand for truth, how we stand for freedom, how we stand for righteousness, how we stand for the little guy.
Well, Troy, it's one of the reasons I like you. You run into places where there's leaders in seats of office and you'll show them, here's the records of people being trafficked, you know?
Yeah.
And you need to see this. And they're like, I can't see it. I can't see it. And you're like, no, look at it.
Yeah.
I love that about you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I mean, and again, sadly, a lot of the people that I've actually in government that I've got in their face and actually have shown them the stats. Yeah, I was successful in showing it to them, but still they went right back to doing nothing, you know, about all that because it can't be one guy. It's got to be a whole bunch of us sticking together on this. And so I want to just listen, guys, this mess is real. This thing is going on. This is going on in our headlines today. And the bad guys are also because we are all addicted to scrolling now.
Yeah.
They're expecting us to be okay with the news cycle changing from moment to moment to moment to moment to moment because we have been programmed through scrolling to go on to the next thing, go on to the next thing, go on to the next thing. And now it's just so automatic. It's like muscle memory for people.
Wow. It is. That's after Trump got shot.
Two weeks later, it's gone.
Nobody fights over it.
And then you couldn't even find it. You start looking it up and it would direct you. You do a Google search on it. And it directs you to Kamala Harris.
It does. It really does. And you see it over and over again. Even the second attempt. All these things. I really believe they have the culture brainwashed. But Jesus, with the power of Jesus, if we confront it, we can break that spirit of apathy. We can say, how long are you deciding between two opinions? You're going to jostle back and forth.
That's
you're
so
going to stand up. And we got to show them power. That'll break it.
Okay, well, I want you to pray for all of us because we're about to change gears here in just a minute. But man, how can we pray about this whole situation? How can we pray for everybody that's watching literally all over the planet Earth? I mean,
man,
our friends in Ireland are here. Gosh, I mean, literally people all over the planet. So how can we pray for everybody?
Well, I just believe we got to pray against that normalcy bias. We got to begin to pray for the reformers, the people that need to be bold and step up. You brought up Jenny Donnelly and what they did.
Yep.
That's rock and roll in our country. That was awesome.
All right, wait. Before you listen, let's just talk about Jenny real quick.
Yeah, come on.
So Jenny just did this. They had over 250,000 women gathered in Washington, D.C. Again, didn't make big national news. Nothing to see here. Why? Because it wasn't 25 Palestinian protests walking around naked and boys kissing boys and girls kissing girls. That would make the entire look these freedom fighters, but 215,000 godly people showed up out there.
Jesus
had over 10 what was it, a million people watching live online were watching on this. And then on top of all that, in the midst of them out there making proclamations, declaring the word of God, saying you cannot have our kids, man, you can't have our kids, boom, something literally falls out of the sky. Okay, so have you guys seen any of that?
I haven't seen it.
There's all these conspiracy people going, yeah, it was an alien. An alien showed up while they were. It wasn't no alien.
Yeah.
It wasn't no alien.
It was that thing.
Wait, I didn't see it.
There was something broke in the spirit and something physically came out of the sky. It looked like a rocket coming down. And it's like, what just fell in the heavens over this place?
So I'm telling you, the next morning afterwards, I know you're very sensitive to the spirit. I'm a sensitive person. Other people that were sensitive to the
spirit. Can I hold your hand since you're sensitive? Yeah. Are you okay?
I needed to feel that, brother.
I'm back.
There you go.
I'm back.
That's going to be the thumbnail. That's Jesus.
My empathy is just full. Thank you, Lord. Wow. But I'm telling you, man, like the next day after they got up there with those sledgehammers and they broke that altar to Ishtar over that thing.
Yep.
And you say that thing fell out of the sky. I can't wait to see that. But I'm telling you, it broke something over America. Roe v. Wade, I believe, is the only reason that we've had extension of mercy over this land. In 2020, and I wrote it on the whiteboard, I saw it will be overturned by a Supreme Court ruling, right? And when it happened,
you did prophesy that. Prophesied that the Supreme Court was actually going to overturn Roe v. Wade.
I have videos.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them all. You also prophesied Joseph Z. You also prophesied on the day that Trump got shot, you prophesied that you had heard in the spirit the shot heard around the world.
Yes, sir.
And that was just a few hours before all that happened.
A month before and then 8 hours before.
Wow.
Shot heard around the world. Yeah. Yep. And I believe that was, and then the Lord showed me the newspaper article, God Saved America. And I said, man, that's amazing. But I'm telling you, this Roe v. Wade thing being overturned in 2020, saw it, had a vision. I wrote it on the whiteboard live, and it'll be by the Supreme Court. It'll be an unprecedented ruling. It'll be an earthquake politically. Brett Baer goes in the news and says, politically, this is an earthquake. Mm-hmm. So when this happened, I believe the Lord was releasing mercy over the land ever since 2020. And I think we're coming to the very end of that moment, this do-over season.
Yep.
If we get to the end of this and the good guys win, we'll go further. If not, there's going to be some pretty unparalleled difficulties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to, everybody's like, what is this strange crash landing? Yeah. Everybody's wanting to know, what is the strange crash landing that happened in Washington, D.C.?
It felt like lightning.
And what was that?
4.5 million likes on that.
Yeah, because so many people have been looking it up. Guys, you guys need to look it up because that happened during that event.
Crazy.
Jenny actually took a picture of it while she was on stage. She saw it.
Jenny!
She was like, what is that? She started taking pictures of it.
Come on, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. So there it is coming down.
Is there like a video or is this just an image?
Okay. It's an image of it, but that's...
Yeah,
that's
remarkable, man.
Okay, Jenny took this picture. Can you see this? Can you see over there by the sun?
Look at that.
That's Jenny on the stage actually taking a picture going, what the heck is that? What is that?
In the name of Jesus.
People heard a boom. They saw all kinds of weird stuff. And then people had taken pictures of it. And they said they could see all kinds of weird stuff in it. Here's what I know.
Man.
I know this, that signs, miracles, and wonders are taking place today. That the natural, what's going on in the natural and what's going on in the spirit is being exposed today. And what I'm seeing is the body of King Jesus step up and go, this is not too weird. In fact, what is required is weird.
Oh, man.
I'm living in a day of required weirdness, and I'm all the way in. I'm bringing the kingdom.
That's the thing. It's like the
required weirdness. Narrative.
They call us, they're trying to paint us as the weird ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got boys calling themselves girls calling themselves, like, it's so like we're living in the twilight zone sometimes. I'm like, how is what we are saying how are we the weird ones?
I know.
Like, I don't understand that narrative at all.
I know.
I just it.
Here's the worldview versus the biblical.
Exactly.
Worldview.
Yeah.
It's scriptural.
So, let me tell you weird. I believe that Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead, that he was literally dead and he was a corpse and then he rose up from
the dead.
That's
weird.
I believe that Jesus Christ literally walked through walls.
Yeah.
Some weird and stuff. That he actually ascended into heaven. And then dudes started talking to angels. And then after that, they would pray and end up in other places.
Come on.
Weird.
Yeah.
Troy, I got to say this too, man. I'll tell you, I believe firmly. I felt this in my spirit. I was preaching in another meeting a week or two ago, and I heard the words that the fabric of reality is tearing. And so I think things that are held beyond the veil are going to start popping through the veil in a way we've not experienced before. I think it's going to be really, really interesting.
Joseph, it's time for us to go behind the veil, man.
Okay. And
behind the veil is exclusive for our friends that partner with us at Stage 2 and Stage 3.
Wonderful.
Okay. And when we go behind there, we're actually supposed to talk about time travel.
Oh, man.
And so I don't know.
Talk about weird. It's going to get weird.
But
we have some stuff to talk about.
We do. I love talking about time travel and how that works, because if God Almighty can move from one space to another space, he can also move from one place in time to another place in time.
Oh, man.
Because you cannot separate time and space.
Right.
And so I want to go through that and show where that's biblical all the way through the Word of God. But first, before we do anything, I want to give place to one question. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Do you guys have one question from our people? Do you guys have one question? Did anybody look at questions today?
Did we get any questions submitted? I know we've been on there looking. I don't know if we got any submitted. Okay. Well, listen, you guys, as you're watching, if you have any questions for Pastor Troy or Joseph Z, I mean, we've got like prophetic powerhouses in the studio today. This is a huge gift, and to have them both together is really special. They're also going to be doing this tomorrow, and tomorrow is going to be a special episode of The Pulse where we just answer your questions. So if there are any questions about, I don't know, maybe you've had dreams and you want help interpreting, or maybe you're going through something, or you feel like God's been speaking something to you and you want to ask these major voices of our time, those questions, submit them on here, submit them on our social media, and we will get to them and we will do our best to answer all the questions that come in tomorrow on The Pulse. So just as an encouragement, that's going to be a very special episode. We've never done something like that where we just are answering questions. So if in the past 2 seconds, any questions came up,
I tell you what, so what was I supposed to tell everybody? What was that?
What do you mean?
How are we supposed to finish?
Oh, how are we supposed to finish? Yes. Okay.
What was I supposed to tell everybody?
There was ready to vote.
Yeah, we tell everyone to vote, first of all.
Yeah.
As Pastor Troy says, Amen. To choose not to choose is to choose. So we need to get out there and vote as believers. But, you know, if you've enjoyed this time, we just want to encourage you to like and share this post. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube right now, we're across all platforms. Use this opportunity to be a media missionary. You know, the world needs to hear this message. The world needs to hear the voices that we are blessed to be sitting with today. And I just want to encourage you to share this and get people in. Bring people into this ODX family as we're about to go behind the veil. That means if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you will no longer be privy to the really incredible conversation we're about to have. So if you've been on the fence about becoming a partner on ODX, now is your chance. Go to odx.tv, become a Stage 2 or 3 partner. Or yeah, come on. Or if you've heard about the incredible work that we're doing overseas every day and in this country, we are rescuing kids from human trafficking. We are sending relief to the victims of the hurricanes around the country. We're sending relief to Israel. We are boots on the ground literally all over the world. And if you feel it on your heart to get involved in what we're doing here, please, I want to encourage you. You can either go to odx.tv and click give. You can call 877-413-0888. That's a 24-hour prayer line as well. So not only if you're feeling it on your heart to give, but if you need prayer for something or want someone to stand with you in prayer, you can call that number 24/7. And it is a live person that's literally on our property here. This is not going to some call center somewhere. This is people that are in our house that are waiting to pray with you. Or you can mail Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. So just want to encourage you. I mean, when you partner with us, you are sowing into good seed. And I could go on for days about the incredible work that this ministry does, and I'm just blessed to be a part of. So
Yep. And we have a great question that did come in that maybe we can talk about behind the veil that says, from Margaret Wilson, what can we do about this AI experience with all of us have phones? And we can talk about that behind the veil. And we also had another question that came in. How much is it for a stage two or stage three? Go to odx.tv to go ahead and see. And it's under $12 for stage two and it's under $48 for stage three. And we'd love to see you there. And it all goes into the ministry and what we're doing with Boots on the Ground to rescue kids all over the world. Awesome. So go to odx.tv and we'll see you behind the veil.
All right. There you go, sir.
Well, you did a fine job. Yes.
He's reading his own book. Yeah, he's reading his book. What kind of that is
right? I'm like, right. Yeah,
if you want to go to odx.tv, you can buy this book. This book
is amazing.
I got to read that yet.
I can't believe you haven't read this.
I need to read it.
I haven't read it in a long time. I'm like, oh, I forgot I did that.
Oh, goodness.
That was a gimmick.
I forgot I did that.
This is before ChatGPT, too, man.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, it was.
We have another copy of that laying around anywhere?
I definitely wrote this book. I wrote it on a cruise, and I sure did. I wrote this book on a cruise.
Awesome.
It was a 10-day cruise, and I wrote it in 10 days. Got the whole thing done. I sure did. And I mean, it was a hard book to write. There's so much in this.
Yeah, because you're on a cruise.
Yeah,
you've also got a new book coming out December 6th.
December 6th, which is my 58th birthday.
Look at that. Numbers That Prophesy. Numbers you can actually pre-order that now at odx.tv. So, man, that
Viewing
is...
Viewing God through historical headlines and numbers of...
I love this book.
You made the cut, buddy.
I'm so honored.
He had five people do forwards, and he chose you.
I'm so honored.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Amazing.
No, wonderful.
Hey, listen, we're getting a lot of questions pouring in, so I'm going to keep all of your questions for tomorrow's episode, but keep them coming if you have questions for Pastor Troy.
Got one more. I want to do one more question because I love questions.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Which one? You want to pull one, Zach, or you want me to ask one?
I really like the one Margaret said. What can we do? Because we all have cell phones and we have this AI kind of technology coming in. So what can the body of Christ do to kind of prepare ourselves to be able to face, hopefully not the demons in the technology, but how can we live like a righteous life in Christ with it?
I think instead of running,
you have to act like Hillary Clinton and just take a hammer to all the electronics.
33,000 emails. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I think don't run from it, run to it, and just try to turn the corner on it the best you can. Yeah. In other words, get involved with it. Yep. People throwing their cell phones away will do nothing. You know, they already have everything on you. You might as well be a voice while you have it. That's my thought on it. Like what we're doing right now, social media broadcasting. The church forfeited its position with radio. It forfeited its position with television and many different technologies along the way because they have that mentality. That foosball is a devil, right? Mm-hmm. They have that mentality. And the bottom line is ball. Yeah, that's right. That's the water boy. Come water on. Boy.
I know what it is.
Yeah, come
man.
On.
Again with the movies.
My mama says foosball is a devil.
Oh, my God.
Devil. So that's what we see. And of course, it's wickedness. There's all kinds of terrible stuff, but we're called to be light in darkness. Mm. And, you know, stay clean and go into it, but stay clean doing it. And then don't run away from it. I had a vision about a giant storm over the whole land. I wanted to run from it. And the Lord said, run to the storm. When you run to it, your protection is found there. And I think that applies to technology and every other thing.
Wow. That's so good, man. Smash that like button for that. That was a gem right there. And we got more with Joseph Z behind the veil. This is a good one.
All right. We ready to go behind the veil, Pastor?
I'm signing a book. Hang on a second. I sure do love you much.
You're giving people a smash the like button. Let's see if
appreciate
it works.
You. Yeah.
Appreciation. Getting Pastor
appreciation. Here it comes. When I do my signature, it's like T-R-O-Y.
It's so good. I love your signature.
You're an artist, man, for real.
He really is.
And then it's got to have a tornado underneath.
Come on.
Yes.
That's how I've done it since I was a little boy.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Tornado.
Okay, I think we're done. So we're going to go behind the veil?
Yeah, let's go behind the veil for everyone watching on Facebook and YouTube. Thanks so much for joining us. If you're on ODX, just stay right where you are. We'll see you in a sec.
And join us again tomorrow at this same time. Joseph's going to be with us again. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, let's go behind the veil.
Privilege.